going to invite Desi forward now to share with us, and we'll just pray for him, will we, before he comes. Lord God, as we gather this morning to thank you for life's blessings, we do count Desi amongst those blessings that you have given to so many of us and that you have given us for today. So Lord, really pour out your blessings on him as he speaks blessings and encouragements and instructions to us this morning. For Jesus' sake, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Simon. Well, as soon as I came in the door this morning and I saw that astounding piece of creativity, like Mary Poppins, she's not in it. What creativity. It's just lovely to be in the midst of that and sense that lovely spirit that's here among you. I'm happy to be here, but in a sense, my only claim to fame is, well, I'm Cosman's father-in-law. And you've adopted him. And it's lovely, actually, to share him with you. Absolutely wonderful. I want you to think, just for a wee minute, did you experience any miracles this morning before you came out? Now, if you see me raising my finger, I'm communicating with Peter up there in the gallery because I'm hoping, well, your clicker's not working. I hope my ticker does continue to work. But so if I look for Simon or Peter, you see, there is a community that has a prayer book that thanks God every day for the miracle that is actually with us daily. That is one of the blessings in the Jewish prayer book. That's one of the many blessings that Jesus himself would have actually known. In fact, it's very striking at times how much of a parallel there is between ancient Hebrew thinking and Irish thinking, Celtic Christianity. This awareness of just God in everyday life and being able to say thank you. Not just once a year. But look at what Deuteronomy says. Deuteronomy, when we look at it, the blessings are material. The blessings are on the earth. God is a God who's put his feet on the earth. Sadly, there are so many have interpreted Christianity as if it's all about zooming away, zooming up, zooming off. But in reality, look at how the Bible ends. It's about God coming down. Coming down to walk the earth. There's a very striking passage that always stops me in my tracks. Psalm 115. The highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to mankind. We're here for a purpose. And we're here because he definitely wants us to be here. So this earth, but the warning is very clear in Deuteronomy. When we get so comfortable, the real warning is we can forget. And that's why when we look at the history of Israel, actually, more and more I see me. I see me Desi in the mirror. And I see his shortcomings, his failings, and when things are going well, oh, it's marvelous. And then you can forget. I don't know. I'm sure at one stage in life, everyone has had some milk amnesia. Yes, it's a very moving experience. But then I fear there's a number of people have actually got a bad dose of milk of amnesia. And that was Israel's problem. The amnesia, the forgetfulness, didn't just come with age, but somewhere or another, they forgot. They kept forgetting to thank God. How often do we actually stop? Maybe we don't actually stop, but just to momentarily give thanks. There's a fairly recent, some of you may know, it's a rather well-known Methodist minister in the province called Jim Ray. Jim, in retirement, was writing about some of his adventures. And he tells in the mid-1970s, when he was in Fermanagh, going to visit in this little farm. And as he was talking in with the farmer's, the wife, he named her. She was called Lily. Now, can you imagine just one of these farmhouses in Ulster? He would see Lily at the harvest, because harvest Thanksgiving was a phenomenal thing. So when he had called to see her, she said, "I'll see you at the Thanksgiving." And sure enough, there she was in the middle of the service. And on the door, going out, shook Jim's hand and said, "Reverend, see you next year. See you next year." How often do we actually say thank you? Well, let's think about multiplying the times we say thank you. Now, I don't want to turn us into Holy Joes and Holy Janes. There's nothing worse than those kind of Uriah Heep type pious people. But I want us to see if we can learn. Now, this might surprise you, but as I've got to know these guys a bit, I've more and more come to respect many of them. And it's, you see, as far as I see, we've something to learn from the Pharisees. Yet they weren't all bad. No, they weren't all bad. Yes, there were bad ones among them. Even in the Jewish Talmud, which is a great collection of Jewish traditions, you find the Pharisees themselves identified 7 different types of Pharisee. 6 of them were hypocrites. But then there were those of faith. But you see, the idea was the Pharisees, when they thought that people were in the temple, that was easy. That's relatively easy to be holy, to be thankful to God. But what is it when they move away, when they move back to their villages? So they come up with an idea. How do we sort of create a sense of awe and blessing? How do we sense and create an awareness of people of the blessings of everyday life? Not the supernatural, not the extraterrestrial, but just the everyday life. So actually they came up, and over time this idea developed, of punctuating your day by saying blessings. Now, every blessing started in exactly the same way. This little lady was standing on the shore in Tel Aviv, and she was reading her prayer book. And every blessing, you see, begins exactly the same. "Blessed are you, the Lord our God, King of the universe." Every blessing is a momentary declaration that God is King of the universe. Now, isn't this, on the one hand, you can think, "Oh, do I have to memorize blessing?" No, this is not what we're looking at. We're simply seeing how the Pharisees really took up this idea as a corrective to the amnesia that Deuteronomy was warning about, so that even as they take bread, it is the miracle that is with us every day. So the next time you're buttering a piece of toast, next time you're biting into a bun, just say, "Where did that originally come from?" No, not just Tesco's, not just Spar, but where did that ultimately come from? And some farmer putting the grain into the ground at some stage. Just sometimes stand back. They punctuate life, even with blessings. Now, Some people in Northern Ireland would think this was awful. But there's a blessing for the grapevine. Even Jesus, you remember in the context of blessing? Now, Jesus didn't bless the bread. He didn't bless the wine. If you use a King James Version, then you'll find, but we, Jesse, do you not know? It says in it, he blessed it. He took it and he blessed it. If you look carefully in the King James, the it is in italics. That's your translator's way of saying it's not in the original text, but we thought we'd put it in to help you understand it. But actually, that it does an injustice, because what Jesus was doing was actually something the Pharisees would have identified. He was blessing the King of the universe for the gifts that he had given. Blessing even for a glass of water. There is nothing that is not under that umbrella, that rubric of blessing. Even the most trivial act, is an acknowledgement of something astoundingly big and something that has come from God ultimately. We live in a very, very blessed land in many ways. When you think of the beauty, if you go around the North Antrim coast, you ever stand? One of the best places to think about these blessings, to stand with maybe the book of Job from about 38 to 39 open on the shoreline, and you bless God for the wonder of his creation, just blessing him. In other words, these blessings are punctuating our day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm not sure if you're like me, but both my wife and I have noticed of late, particularly a habit among people now, it seems to be disappearing, the habit of saying thank you. You give gifts. Well, you're not expecting acknowledgement, but a thank you. Just a thank you. It goes a long way. It says something. So with these blessings, you punctuate your day. Maybe you don't stop and say it in Hebrew. We don't have to. Baruch atah Adonai Melech ha'olam. And then we don't have to do that. We can say it in the broadest of Balamina English. Just bless you, Lord. Maybe it's you're driving down the West Link and you see you're having a bad day. You've come past the hospital. And then just in the distance over the city, there's that rainbow. Blessed are you, the Lord our God. You're keeping your promises. The blessings that flow, even as you even smell the fragrance of a flower. You bless God for the lovely fragrances, for the smells. You bless him. You walk past the market and you smell the spices. You see the color. You see the beauty, the creativity, even here. You bless God. You stop and say thank you. And you acknowledge even in the situations that you or I don't understand. Blessed are you, the Lord our God, King of the universe, who does good. And what about the disasters like just hit that petrol station at Creaslough? What happens when we know explanations? There's no point in asking why. But there is a blessing, actually. When you hear bad news, as well as there's a blessing when you hear good news. Blessed are you, the Lord our God. And really, we're taken back to Adam, our Abraham, standing before Sodom. Surely the judge of all the earth must do right. We're not called to defend him. We're not called primarily to be his apologists in every situation. There are many of these we can't understand. But we're not going to die for a lack of information. We're going to die for a lack of awe and wonder, the awesomeness of this God who calls us And I think we can listen just to the Pharisees to realize how blessed we are. And we look every day, lest we forget, we take every moment just to bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we put attitude into our gratitude. And we live that way. That we, as it were, punctuate all of life with a growing sense of the sheer wonder of being. I keep a little note in my desk. See it every time I sit down. Just to be is a blessing. To go and to live and to eat and to bite and smell. To acknowledge God in everything. Take some time and have a look at Psalm 148. Psalm 148 or Psalm 145. Take a wee look. And just get into that habit. We get into the car. Thank you. I get out of bed in the morning. Thank you, Lord. Everything's working. Just saying, thank you. Lord, we thank you. And we thank you that we can reflect on the goodness that's shown in so many different ways. In Jesus' name, amen.